Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Estela. I am your host, Veronica Vilsky, and I have the pleasure of being here with Tabia, who is attending our Estela school in Buenos Aires. She's all the way from Göttingen, Switzerland. Her Spanish program is a total of 10 weeks, and she will finish her program in about a month. Tabia, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to share your Spanish program with us.
Hello, thank you too.
Had you learned any Spanish before studying in Buenos Aires?
Yes, I did. I did a language study in German and Switzerland to improve my Spanish a little bit for 1 year.
Very nice. And what made you choose to learn Spanish?
I like the language, the sound of language, and I think it's really important to know different languages, also for traveling, and I want to work in Mexico after Buenos Aires.
Where in Mexico are you thinking?
I'm going to stay in Puerto Escondido. It's a small city in the south, close to Acapulco.
Neat. So what other cities would you like to visit in South America?
I would like to go to Brazil, to Rio de Janeiro, also to Chile, Santiago de Chile, I think, and other cities in Argentina as well.
Mm-hmm. What are your grammar and conversation classes like at Estela?
I really like both classes. In grammar, I'm in the level A2 now, and it's all about the future things and the different grammar. Yeah, it's hard, but I really like it.
Good. And which classes do you like better, the grammar classes or the conversation classes?
I like more the grammar classes because you have to study more in the grammar and you learn both. You learn the language and you learn the grammar, and then you can put it together.
Very nice. What area of Spanish is the most challenging for you to understand and use?
I think the past is really difficult to understand and also to learn. And it's also difficult to understand the people on the street because they have another dialect.
Why is improving your Spanish important to you?
It's important because of my stay in Mexico to work in a hospital. And it's always good to know this language for traveling, because I want to travel more in South America and Central America. And it's one of the most important languages in the world, I think.
Yeah, I agree. So back where you live in Switzerland, did anybody speak Spanish there?
No, not really, not in my city.
So at Estela, what other types of people have you met in your Spanish classes?
There are a lot of Dutch guys, Brazilians, also from Germany, from France, yeah, most of them. And from the States as well, a lot of people.
What type of person do you think would not enjoy and grow and learn at Estela?
I think Estela is a small school. I think people will... More like bigger schools are not right in Buenos Aires at Estela, but for all other guys, it's fine.
How do you feel about the school's location in Buenos Aires, in Recoleta?
The location is perfect. It's in Recoleta. It's really central in the city, and you can find it wherever you live. It's close. It's the best location.
Good. So after you're done with your classes, what do you do?
Normally, we are going to to eat lunch somewhere, and after we are doing something in the city, to visit the museum or go to a nice park or to a nice place. And in the evening, most of the days, we are going out to a bar or to a club or just to eat dinner somewhere. It's never boring.
Good. Which after class activity has been your favorite?
There are a lot of nice things to do. Well, I like to go to a boat ride at the river or to the market in San Telmo. And this weekend I'm going to Mendoza and 1 week after to Salta as well.
Oh, that'll be really fun. What will you do in Mendoza?
Just to visit the city and yeah, because there is a long weekend next week, and I have 2 days off from school.
Nice. So, have you, I know you have some weekend trips coming up. Have you already taken any weekend trips?
No, not yet. This weekend is
Okay.
the first one I'm going to Mendoza. Yeah.
Okay. So in Buenos Aires, what form of transportation do you use most?
Most I take the buses or I walk when it's close to my home. Otherwise, in the evening, I take a taxi. It's not that expensive and it's more secure. I tend to walk or take the bus.
Has the bus system been easy for you to use?
No, it's not that easy. It's really difficult, but I'm staying here for already 5 weeks and now it's gonna be more easier than in the beginning of my stay. But you can always ask some people and they will help you to get the right bus.
Yeah. Are the local people in Buenos Aires friendly?
Yeah, they are really very friendly. There is no problem with those people.
Nice. So, can you tell me a little about your accommodations there in Buenos Aires?
Yes, I live in a host family. Means it's just one woman and she has a huge apartment and I'm living there and yeah, it's close to my school. It's just 10 minutes to walk. Yeah, it's really nice. I really enjoyed to live with her and it's also good to improve my Spanish as well because she can't speak in English, so we have to speak in Spanish all the time. That's really nice.
Good. I'm sure that she can tell that you've improved a lot.
Yeah, I think so.
What is your either your favorite restaurant or your favorite type of food?
I don't have a favorite restaurant here, but I really love the Argentinian food. That means a lot of empanadas and meat as well. Yeah, there are a lot of excellent restaurants here in Buenos Aires.
Good. So you said that you have gone out to bars. What kind of nightlife have you experienced?
A lot of bars and also I went to a lot of clubs. There's amazing clubs here in Buenos Aires and a lot of and yeah, mostly are going in the weekends when we have days off or sometimes also during the week.
You have found people with whom you can explore the city and do those things?
Yeah, there are a lot of nice people in my class or also in the school. And most of them are in my age. And after classes, we are exploring the city.
Very good. So, have you been talking to your friends and family back home during your program?
Yeah, I do most of the time at Skype as well, or also on Facebook or WhatsApp.
Very nice. Have they been supportive of you going to Buenos Aires and then
Yeah.
moving to Mexico?
Yeah, they do. But they are a little bit afraid of, but now it's they heard I'm fine and so they're fine with.
Good. Is anybody going to come visit you?
Yeah, my parents are coming to Mexico in April and it's really nice. I'm really looking forward to see them in Mexico.
Good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
How is the Argentinian culture in Buenos Aires similar to or different than in your hometown in Switzerland?
It's really different because Buenos Aires is a huge city and my hometown is just a small village. And so it's really different because the people are different, all the culture, the food. Yeah, I think everything.
Do you have a favorite or a memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Oh, no, not yet. I thought about, but no, not yet.
Okay. You'll have to see if you find one.
Yeah.
So what advice would you share with someone who's considering coming to study Spanish in South America?
I think if someone wants to learn Spanish, Buenos Aires is an excellent city to learn the language because people here, they have another dialect, and when you learn the dialect here, I think you will understand every Spanish all over the world. And also, Buenos Aires, it's never going to be boring here because you can always do something different, and it's close to Uruguay. You can spend a weekend in Uruguay or go somewhere else. I would recommend it to everyone.
Wonderful. Muchísimas gracias, Tavia. It has been a pleasure speaking with you, and we at Acela wish you luck in finishing your program and then moving to Mexico.
Thank you, too.